Not long ago, I found myself driving behind a painter's truck, and one of the services listed on the tailgate was graffiti removal. A worthy service, to be sure, as anyone who spends time in most cities knows. But the art world sometimes walks a fine line on the subject. It made me consider what my reaction would be if one of the murals here in town were suddenly removed. At what point does graffiti become art? In the 1970s, a handful of street artists emerged in New York City. They became critically celebrated, showing in some of the best galleries, and for the first time drawing attention to a kind of art that existed very far away from that which was usually seen in museums. The two most prominent from those years were Keith Haring and Jean-Michel Basquiat, whose art began in the streets but was quickly recognized as something substantial. Chances are you've seen some of their work because their paintings are now in almost every major museum in the country. Today, the most prominent figure in street art is a shadowy figure known only as Banksy. He's from England, and his real identity is largely unknown, but he's traveled the world placing his immediately recognizable street art from London to Jerusalem to New York. He works through the use of stencils that he creates off-site, which then allow him to apply complicated images to walls and buildings rapidly. When his work is removed from where it is and finds its way to a gallery or an auction, it creates a buzz and commands high prices. Starting this week and for the next month, people in Central Texas will have an opportunity that no one in Texas has had before. Seeing an original Banksy here in the Lone Star State, here in Waco. Banksy originally created the piece known as Hate Street Rat in San Francisco in 2010. Rather than allow it to be painted over, an art collector removed it through a painstaking process and offered it to the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, which declined it. The collector then took steps to make the work available for tour. Seeing Banksy or Haring or Basquiat in person allows a viewer to sense the difference between street art and what's typically considered graffiti. It's an important distinction to make because there are few art forms around which more misunderstanding accumulates than this. It's admittedly hard to appreciate that some of it is serious art, in large part because of the setting. For one thing, you're usually not anywhere near a museum when you encounter it. But in a gallery, once your eye adjusts to the serious aesthetic quality and substantive communication inherent in the best street art, you'll never look at it as graffiti again. That's a lesson that everyone could stand to learn, because at its best, street art can reflect the conscience of a community.